The Sea Walk, Going Deeper. Sometimes we find ourselves colliding with a brick wall, repeating patterns that we know do not serve us anymore. They perpetuate ruthlessly our experience of misery, as long as we them do allow. These are times when applying the Sea Walk, it can be highly beneficial. Walking the Sea Walk, it is like cleaning the rot out of a tooth. The only way to move forward, truly forward, it is to dissolve, resolve entirely. It is to evaporate what has been nagging at us in us deep within. The Sea Walk, it is pain-free. It is powerful. One walk through it may entirely shift the course of your whole life. One client I worked with, she was severely restricted by the fatiguing effects of hepatitis C. She was a mother of several young children, a wife, a lover. Of life and more, she was co-owner with her husband of a fruitful landscaping business. Her energy, it was swiftly waning. She was struggling, and she was afraid. She followed her wisdom, and she sought my help. Partway through her walking the Sea Walk, she had a moment of illumination. She remembered the precise incident when many years ago, in the depths of extreme emotional pain, she injected heroin. Through turning anger inward, she weakened herself. While walking through the Sea Walk this day, she realized that it was the instant precisely when she became susceptible and she contracted hepatitis C. It was her self-loathing in that mere instant that opened the gate to her premature death. Yet she averted death's untimely door by walking the Sea Walk on this day. It was not just this realization that was enlightening for her. It was the shift that immediately followed, for in her, there began now to take place an awakening of love. Love for self is the most precious love, my friend, for the only person who you need to forgive ever, it is yourself. She could feel her cells responding, and she knew, she stated most confidently aloud, that the next time she had her blood tested, it would be clear of hepatitis C, and it was. This is a testament of the power of the unconscious mind, of the soul, in its ability to rapidly effect healing, and thus you to awake. Here's how to walk the Sea Walk. You may choose to ask me or someone to guide you through this, as to hold your own focus, this may be more challenging than you to choose. If this interests you, my friend, then please contact the publisher of this fine book. We can lead you in person or via telephone. And for now, try this. On 18 sheets of blank paper, please write one word for each of the 18 levels on your ladder of consciousness. Choose a time of a generous 2-hour duration when you will be undisturbed. Find a space that will allow you this. A space ideally that is clear and completely uncluttered, and that has at least an 18-foot line of clear floor or ground space. You could be ultra creative and write the 18 words in sand on a secluded beach. Lay out the papers in the precise sequence of the 18-level ladder of consciousness. Choose a theme to focus on, for instance, your primary relationship, or your career, or your physical health, your life balance, or whatever it is that is confounding you. Consider writing a couple of words to remind you. Keep this very concise of what your focus is for this particular walk through the Sea Walk. When you feel ready to begin, take a few deep breaths. Then stand at the end of the line marked by shame, ensuring that you stand beyond the line's end and you face your back towards the line, for your back, it knows how to lift you up. Take another couple of breaths, deep and luxurious, slow, rich breaths. And when you feel ready to begin, take a step backwards. Step onto the piece of paper with the word shame written on it. Or if you feel more strongly drawn to stand beside or hold up in your hands the sheet of paper, please do. Notice how you, right now, are drawn to explore what the word shame denotes to you. Notice and simply observe how shame it affects you in relation to the theme of your focus for this Sea Walk. Notice how shame affects your breathing, your posture, your muscles. Are they tense or relaxed? Notice any images or sounds or sensations that arise without wallowing in them. Simply observe them. Let them waft through you, arising and just as swiftly falling away. When you feel complete, my friend, when you feel released from shame, when you feel ready to move on, take a deep breath and then take a step back onto the piece of paper on which you have written the word guilt. Continue this process, stepping back one step at a time, stepping back only as you feel complete with each previous step. Simply notice what you notice, without interacting with what you are sensing. Simply allow it all to arise and to fall away. When you arrive at the 17th step of being is enlightenment, and you feel complete, my friend, with exploring it in relation to your theme of this walk, please turn around. Turn around 180 degrees, a half circle, so to speak, to face into infinity. And notice now what you notice. Simply observe as you allow yourself to explore beyond the threshold upon which you now stand. When you feel complete, my friend, take your time. There is no rush. Step off the line and move to where you can stand beside the entire sea walk. Stand now near its center point, its fulcrum point. Stand beside the line. Yes, stand beside the line that you have walked. Stand beside courage. Simply now stand and breathe, my friend, allowing key insights to land, highlights, recognitions too, to alight in your awareness. When you feel complete, complete, my friend, collect up these papers fine and either keep them somewhere meaningful or burn or bury them. Do whatever feels right to you. Remove them from your mind's eye. Take your sweet time. Even now, as you feel complete with the actual sea walk, my friend, still take your time. Take a few moments. These are precious ones. And simply inhale and then exhale. Deep, luxurious, slow breaths. As you transition into other activities for the day or night, be gentle with yourself. You may be processing, my friend, and integrating for quite some time. During this, it may seem as if a large quotient of your attention, it is internal, and it is. As soon as your deep awareness, that is your soul, it is sufficiently complete with guiding you in this, your integration, your healing, your discovery of your incredible lightness of being, you will feel released. You will feel as if you are waking up completely refreshed with your primary attention now available once again to notice and to engage in the world around you. Enjoy the precious discoveries and the paramount relief you feel as a result of your walking the sea walk today. For it has gifted you, my friend, a phenomenal treasure beyond your dreams. It has gifted you, my friend, with your right to live again. Yes, your right to live again. Step forward now into your life renewed.